from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Has there been any progress on the extension?
I'm going to say this now and kind of leave it at that, but I won't ever talk about contract stuff in the media. I saw a report come out the other day. I think it was the Hockey News, and I don't know where he's getting his information, but it wasn't from our side, and we're not going to talk about it. Whatever goes on, we'll stay internal between Swings and our group. But I'm going to leave it at that. I just, I think there's enough respect between the two sides that we can deal with it, and we'll leave it at that.
Brad Marchand yesterday. He kind of walked off after that, right? Was that the end of the exchange?
Keep it between him and Sweens.
Not going to talk about it. It's not coming from my side.
Nope. No leaks over here.
Not going to talk about it. He referenced he had like 3 surgeries last year on top of that.
Yep.
So it's the final hour of Jones and Keith on WEEI. We'll get into the Bruins and some contract squabbles they have going on. Jeremy Swayman, Scoops Keefe, had that last week. There's some new reporting on Sway. I want your thoughts on that. We have thoughts on Brad Marchand as well. We got Grab Bag coming your way at 1:45, so stay tuned for it. We're also going to make all our season predictions for the NFL tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
On Jones and Keefe.
Get on the record.
Who's making the playoffs? The Patriots.
Who's in? Who's out?
Who's in? Who's out? MVP, first coach fired.
I think we'll also do, we'll have the whole show put in like a little bit of a, when does Drake May start? A little pool.
Right? I like that.
Like when you guess like when the baby's going to be born.
Yeah.
Like when does Drake May play his first, or start his first game?
I like
play.
That.
Yeah. Start.
When? Yeah, because you got a lot of Bailey Zappi last year.
Oh, the Zap attack anytime.
Had to wait for starts.
When does he start?
When's his first start? So we'll cover that tomorrow. On Jones and Keith. Your thoughts on Brad Marchand there? Not going to talk about his contract.
Not going to talk about it. I think he, a guy who's been on the Bruins forever, 15 years with the Bruins.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to be on the Bruins until he retires. That's just the guess I have. You know, he's one of those guys that going back a few years ago when he signed the deal that he's currently on, he probably could have gotten more money. He probably could have waited till he was a free agent and gotten more money. He didn't do it. So I think it's the same thing. He's not going to talk about it. That's his approach. I could see him even going year to year, or even if it's like a 2-year kind of extension where it's good money, but it's not maxing it out by any means. Because he's one of those guys, and this is, I think, does relate to Swayman, where I think Don Sweeney's had a good run of keeping Marchand and Bergeron for as long as he wanted to be here and getting other guys to stay on relatively team-friendly deals. I don't think Swayman, at least right now, is interested in a team-friendly deal.
No.
And so these two are very different, but... Yeah, I was a little surprised where he's like...
Not doing it, guys.
So I guess I didn't see the report that was out what Marchand was asking. So maybe he is a little sensitive to that because I'm like...
Well, who is he sensitive to? He's like, it's not coming from my side. So either
he's mad at the team?
Well, either that's a real, bait and switch where it is coming from his side. He's like, guys, it's not from my side. But who are you mad at? You're mad at the team. Who else would you be mad at?
I guess. Yeah, right. There's how many other sides? It's usually two sides.
Yeah.
$6.125 million for the upcoming season, and then he's an unrestricted free agent for Marchand.
Yeah.
So,
and it was a total bargain of a deal. Yeah. It was a great deal for a guy who is, and maybe he's, certainly on the downside of his career, but an all-world player, like a best left wing in the league,
but
arguably.
What was wild, too, is when they brought Krejci back and when Bergeron came back, those guys signed for like $1 million, remember?
Yeah.
Like, they played for nothing.
Yeah.
They just wanted to be on the team. So that's one where, if you're Sweeney, you're obviously looking for a good deal, but, I don't think Marchand's going to play for free either.
No.
So, like, where's that sweet spot? Like, he's, you know, Pasternak's making over 11. So, like, I don't think you want him to make.
And what's five?
What's,
you have McAvoy in front of you? What's he, like, 9.5?
Yeah, McAvoy is 9.5.
Yeah. So, like, the contracts have turned with Sweeney.
And Elias Lindholm, who they brought in, who actually I am excited about, he's 7.75 million.
Right. So the contracts have turned a little bit.
Yeah.
Where for a long time, they had, for whatever reason, it was like, well, no one could take more than Bergeron. And then you'd point out, but Tuukka Rask makes more than Bergeron.
Krejci, I think, did.
I think he did,
point,
too.
Like 7
and so you're like, what do you mean no one can bet? Two people on your team make more than Bergeron. But players chose not to take more. Chara didn't take as much. I think that's kind of gone. And maybe Swayman's going to blow the lid off that. I think Scheim surmised earlier today that maybe this is a shot at Swayman for talking about his contract.
Could
going
be. He's like, I'm never going to talk about the contract in media, whereas Swayman's doing a podcast talking about his contract and everything else.
Look, I think it's a good theory, and I'm not saying Scheim is wrong. I think it's a good theory. Maybe he's upset that Swayman's negotiating through the media or whatever. But when he says it's not going to leak from my side, it's not coming from my side, and he's upset about it getting out, that means he's mad at the team. And so maybe he's mad at Swayman too, but I just think the juicier story there is he pissed at Don Sweeney for leaking this information out, or his talking points getting out? Is he not aware that his agent is doing it? He says it's not coming from his side. So now you might have a couple of contract squabbles on deck for the Bruins this year.
What do you think he's even looking for? Marchand's 36, and he's still good. Don't get me wrong. I want him on the team as long as he wants to be here, but
can I pull up the left wing market?
2 years? 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, right, short. Short
it's got to be not like, could you sign him for 2 for $14?
Maybe. He might not even want that much.
Yeah,
two for 10. Something like
that.
Like, I'll take a little bit of a haircut on the AAV, but I want 2 years. But he's not going to go down, to your point, to the Bergeron Krejci level,
also,
I don't think.
Like, he's to the level now where, don't you think, you almost even bring him in, you're like, all right, listen, like, if we give you $4 million, here's how we're going to use the rest of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not a lot of guys on the team anymore that I think you would have that conversation with. Like, you have a lot of young guys, right? There's been a lot of turnover.
Yeah.
So he's one of your older guys. So you're like, hey, you give us a little bit of a deal, like, we could try to find a better center or something along those lines.
Yeah. So maybe. I wonder if he would go there. So I'm looking at AAV for left wings.
Yeah. What do you got?
Let's see. Toffoli?
It is. By the way, it's crazy to look at hockey contracts after looking at, like, basketball contracts and baseball contracts.
It is.
Guys making $60 million a year, and then you're like, oh my God, Draisaitl got 14.
Does Tyler Toffoli have the highest AAV? That can't be right.
What website are you on, Jones?
I'm on SpotTrack.
No, that's not going to cut it. Go to Puckpedia.
Give me Puckpedia.
These guys got everything.
They got everything in there?
Yeah, Puckpedia's got it.
All right. Well,
I'm not wild about the font.
Fine. Let me keep seeking this out.
Okay.
But when it comes to Swayman, there's also reporting on that, Keith. Frank Saravalli.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is directly countering.
Seems like a shot.
Hashtag Scoops
it
Keith.
It seems like it.
But shot across the bow. He says that the team is offering closer to 6. Swayman is asking for closer to 8. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he said mid-8. That's what Cervelli said, is like 8.5, and the Bruins countered with 6. So I still feel pretty good about my scoop that it was 10. You never never know with negotiations sort of what time he got his scoop versus when I got my scoop and everything else. So I feel like 10, regardless. It seems like there is a pretty sizable gap between the two sides, which is also why you've gotten to this point and you don't have a deal done. And he's your starting goaltender. You've traded away Linus Ullmark. He is clearly the guy that you have said, all right, we drafted him. He's played well. We want to extend him. But it's not going as easy as the other guys. Like Brad Marchand and Pasternak and McAvoy, these other deals seem to have gotten done a lot easier than Swayman. So I still feel confident in the 10. And now it's going to be all about how much higher will the Bruins be willing to go off of their number, and how much lower will Swayman be able to go off of his.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If the Bruins are offering him six, maybe you understand why he's asking for 10.
Because then he's like, all right, fine, I'll sell it.
Fine, I want to get to eight and a half, but I'm going to ask, if you're staying at six, which is unfair to me, then I'm going to go unfair to you and I'm going to ask for 10. By the way, the highest paid left wing, I don't know what the hell I was looking at before. This is still Spot Track.
What on earth?
For all your hate on Spot Track, Panarin is the highest paid left wing, AAV 11.6. Huberdeau's at 10.5. Sebastian Aho is at 9.75. Okay. Jimmy Benn, 9.5. Kachuk at 9.5. You know, then you get to Ovechkin, Kaprizov, Timo Meier. You know, you're talking about the premium left wings in the league. And some of those guys aren't young. Kachuk.
Jamie Benn's old.
Jamie Benn's, like, breaking down.
He might be Marchand's age.
Those guys are getting, you know, north of 9, approaching 10. I can't imagine Marchand's going to ask for that, but 2 and 10 might not get it done.
Well, I also wonder if some of those are, though, at the end of their deals, right? Like, maybe when you sign Jamie Benn, he wasn't.
When did Benn sign? He was 26 at the age of his signing.
Oh, my God. So he signed. Oh,
he
so
signed,
that was
he
one
signed
of those
an
crazy
deal.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's at the
this
end of
his deal.
This
might be the end of it then.
Yep. Ovechkin signed his in 2021. He was 35. And he still has a few years left on.
Yeah. He's sort of a different study.
He is. You know, were they coming off a cup then? They might have been.
Might have been.
And, you know, he's an all-time great.
He's going to, like, break some of Gretzky's records.
Yeah, he's approaching the goal-scoring record.
I didn't think that was doable, but yet here he is. So, yeah, I mean, I think they get something done eventually with Marchand. It's kind of a matter of, you know, what does he want? But I'd be shocked if they didn't.
And if it's going forward, you're talking about next year's cap, not this year's cap. So it doesn't impact Swayman this year, but it'll impact their cap figure going forward.
Yeah.
And it's something they got to juggle. So how big of a problem is that for the Bruins? 617-779-7937. We'll get back into your feedback on the Patriots. If you want to jump in on the Bees, you can do that. As I said, we got Grab Bag coming your way at 1:45 today. We'll see what Hart and Arcan have coming up. I know they're talking to Schefter at 3:45, Alex Cora at 3:30. We'll get back into Bill Belichick. The million gigs. He's got another gig today. Brand new one.
Another brand new job.
New media gig that he's got going on. His job in media. Tom Brady's job in media. It's getting close. How much are we looking forward to those two?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.